Afternoon Audio Boo, it's Ian McKendrick. I'm here at the St John's Innovation Centre in Cambridge with a very, very interesting chap, Paul Sage, from a company called Click for Causes. Paul, tell us a bit more about Click for Causes.
Oh, hi Ian. Click for Causes started last year, and we're a social enterprise, and we help charities or fundraisers or any socially good organisation to be more efficient and effective with its sales marketing operations. And our ultimate aim really is to help good causes to improve the number of volunteers they have and increase donations to their charity.
So increasing their revenue?
Absolutely, yeah. We're trying to create new revenue sources for
those
charities.
It's not easy out there, is it?
No, I mean, charity donation in the last year has dropped significantly. People are much more promiscuous with the sort of causes that they're supporting. And the holy grail for any cause is to actually get real engagement from donors. So it's not just a one-off payment, but they want consistency in the support that they're getting, and that's what we're trying to do.
And raising awareness is a very big part of it.
Absolutely. I mean, with things like Haiti, obviously everybody's touched by an incident like that and money pours in. But there is a lot of fatigue from donors when they're constantly being asked for money. But they don't really get a two-way conversation. They ask for money, they may do a run, or they may do something that raises some sort of jumble sale or whatever it might be that's raising money, and then they move on to something else. And so the charities, that's great, it gives them lumps of money coming in, but it's not consistently, and they may not become donors unless they're personally affected by what the charity is trying to do. So what we're trying to do is differentiate the charities by explaining to people and giving them a lot more information about what the charity is doing, but also then create different revenue streams for that charity so that they can expand and have something that they can rely on as a regular income.
And you're actually using the social networking techniques to help bring about some of this change and raising awareness. How are you doing that?
Social media, I mean, you've still got to use the traditional media outlets, but it's then how do we continue the conversation cost effectively with lots and lots of people about what a cause is trying to achieve. And we do that through social media, and people are using social media more and more daily. Especially things like Twitter have made us actually start using Facebook and other tools daily.
So you're looking at a whole sort of social media mix
Absolutely,
to pull all of these different people from these different social media sites.
It's not a one-hit wonder. It's using every tool in the box to keep that conversation going, keep the thoughts of the cause top of mind with the people so that they really become engaged with the charity and hopefully become volunteers, maybe donate more money and actually actively physically help in the real world.
So it sounds like you've got all of this strategize. So the strategy is a really important part of this.
Yeah, and one of the elements that we're doing is we're running social media events where people can actually understand what it is they can do themselves. A lot of this can be done by people internally, and then we help where there's gaps in knowledge. We can help them maximize that and give them new tools that enable them to raise awareness really of their cause.
And the other thing is these you've just pulled out of your pocket one of these little tiny gadgets called a Poken.
Yeah,
and I've seen these on the internet and I've been itching to get my hands on one for ages, and
yes.
I've got one here that I'm playing with at the moment on the table. Tell us a little bit about these.
What Poken have done, I mean, it's absolutely going wild in America and Japan and other parts of the world, but hasn't really made a massive impact yet in the UK.
Only because it's new.
That's right, it's brand new, really. And what it does, it links your social media, the online world, to real physical world. It acts as an electronic business card for people that are networking in business, but also from a social point of view, friends and family and organisations can use it as a way of sharing information. And what social sites they're linked to.
So where would we go and find out more about this? They've got their own website, haven't they?
Well, yeah, Poken have their own website, but they sell through distributors as well. And our distribution arm essentially helps charities. So when people buy from us, a portion of the money is actually going to good causes, that the cause that the person who's buying the product selects.
Excellent.
So it's a real differentiator. So instead of just buying this product and using it from a purely social as a social tool, the causes that are promoting it can make money out of it.
Yeah.
So the place that we use as our e-commerce site for this is www.esay poken-uk.com, and that's where you can buy the poken.
Yeah.
And any charities that want to know more about how they can use this technology, www.click4causes.co.uk.
Thanks very much.